This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. As we visited with Grant Mehring, combines are rolling. So let's check in with NDSU Extension, Cass County. Kyle Ossund, how are you doing today, Kyle?
I'm doing good, Mick. Good.
Have you seen some combines rolling around Cass County?
Yes. We're moving on small grains and wheat, just like a lot of the rest of the state is now.
Good deal. And nobody's phoned in and bragged about their yield just yet, I suppose.
I haven't heard anything yet, but overall, our growing conditions lately in Cass County have been certainly a lot better than last year. Been getting quite a bit of growing degree days, so that's been nice for a lot of the crop progress in the county.
Yeah, as you drive down the township roads in rural Cass County, have you seen a lot of head scab or other leaf diseases in the small grain?
There's been some in some of the areas, especially with some of this. We had some humid conditions where we've had some issues with that, but not too bad.
Good deal. All right. How about the soybeans? Any white mold or other issues there?
Again, not anything too prominent, but just with these conditions, it can be a factor where it can start to pop up.
Okay, and any other weather or other crop worries in, say, the corn?
Corn is, again, looking all pretty good here. Well, again, with all these heat units moving along pretty quickly here, so that's really nice, especially compared to last year.
For sure. Things like soybean aphids or spider mites or, there are a couple of grasshoppers floating around here. Any kind of bugs or other kind of issues?
Yep. So, yeah, grasshopper numbers are starting to rise around the area. So that's something to keep an eye out. If you're scouting, I believe it's, if you're looking in the ditches, if you start seeing over 20 grasshoppers per four sweeps or something, then it's starting to be a concern.
The soybean aphid numbers, everybody knows 250 per plant. Yep. It takes a long time to count 250, so I guess a ballpark estimate is what everybody does, right?
Yeah. Usually, and I used to do a lot of crop scouting back in high school, and 250 per plant, and it's very difficult to be counting that out, but there are good, NDSU has charts available where it kind of shows you roughly how many aphids look like on a plant, so you can kind of look at that to gauge, and usually it's pretty noticeable when it gets to those high numbers where you need to do something.
Yeah, I got up to 228 one time. The phone rang. I had to start all over again. Gee whiz. Any other things happening out there? Crop. I mean, this crop looks good. Prices are in the toilet, but the crop looks good thanks to our extension agents. Doggone it.
Yeah, well, not super crop-related, but here in Cass County, we've actually been finding quite a bit of spotted hemlock, a weed in a bunch of the ditches, especially around near the Kindred area. And spotted hemlock is kind of a concern because it is incredibly poisonous to livestock and cattle. Usually, it's pretty unpalatable out in the pasture, so they'll avoid it, but it can be a concern if it's in the ditches and it's baled up. So just something to watch out for any farmers. It's pretty easy to spot. It's got a very large white panicle flower head, and usually it will grow at the bottom. If it's in the ditches, it'll be at the bottom, probably in water, so probably varies. You won't be baling anyway, but it's just something to be on the watch, especially if you're in the southern part of Cass County.
So it's got a whole bunch of little tiny white flowers on it, right? Is that the one?
Yep, yes, a bunch of little white flowers kind of in the shape of, an umbrella or something on top.
Who was it, Socrates, or who paid the price for hemlock there?
I think it was. I think you're right. I think it was Socrates or Plato or someone.
Maybe he wasn't that smart after all. He didn't listen to his extension agent. That might be one thing. So, all right, well, how prevalent is it, and are there any locations that there are more of this spotted hemlock?
I went out with the weed officer in Cass County last week and talked to a few farmers, and we found quite a bit of it around the Kindred, Davenport, Leonard area in some of the ditches. It was kind of sporadically around, and some of the ditches were pretty heavy with it. So I would assume in southern Cass County, northern Richland, and a little bit of Ransom maybe, those areas probably will be seeing some of it. But farmers we talked to said that they have had it in their pastures before, but it seems to have really jumped out this year. So just something to be on the watch for. And again, just mostly when you're baling, just to avoid bale around it, or just avoid baling up the plant because it is toxic to the livestock.
Yeah, and this is a function of the, I don't know if it doesn't grow in standing water, but I bet the wetter than normal ditches is why it's flourishing this year.
Yeah, that's what I guess too. It does love that water.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Well, word to the wise on that. Any Extension events coming up that you want to brag about?
Well, we're kind of just finishing up a bunch of the, we're able to do virtual research tours this summer. Luckily, we're able to keep doing that even with the social distancing. So we're kind of finishing that up, and then kind of just something to be keep on the mind for farmers coming up after harvest this fall is to contact Extension, and we have, you can get bags for soybean cyst nematode test to check your fields for those kinds of numbers, and especially in Cass County where numbers are quite high, it's good to stay on top of that and monitor that.
And a big tip of the hat once again to the North Dakota Soybean Council for funding that, and of course, Extension for being the conduit to make that happen.
Yes.
Yeah, alrighty. And I guess that's about it. Or anything else to report?
Not too much. You probably have covered this plenty already, but just with those unsolicited seeds coming in from China, I'm sure many people have seen or heard of. Just a reminder not to plant the seeds, and you can mail those into the North Dakota Department of Ag to be tested or disposed of.
Yeah, don't even open the little Ziploc. Just
nope.
Yeah. I know Doug Goring was telling me talked to a nice little old lady who planted them, and it was in a pot, but that's the wrong thing to do.
Yep. Yeah. Don't plant them. Keep them sealed if you can, and yeah.
All right. Kyle, have a good rest of the week. Thank you very much for the visit.
You too. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Cass County Extension, Kyle Osund at work for you out there.